station, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
I said, I hope you enjoyed it, over.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like to know if Thomas's wife's father has been talking to James because we've only gotten 10 telegrams from him with 15 letters, and that's not an exaggeration.
Over.
Roger, hi, this is James. What do you need to know?
Roger, do you think you'll be seeing the doctor anytime soon, over?
Well, it's extremely hard to tell. All his conversations are alike. He talks about wanting an appointment soon, and then explains why it can't be, and somehow things are, going to have to be worked out in the breach, over.
Yeah, okay, stand by.
Hey, 6 DVI standing by with WZ6MID, Fort Blair, Austria.
I don't know that situation. Has Flo gotten into that at all?
Stand by, please. She says negative. Apparently, Dr. Bedford has been invited to check into it. Over. Last word I had from the father, Mildred, was that he thought he could set up an appointment in about a month. Over. I don't know. You know, how accurate that'll actually prove out, though.
Hey, I think that's one plan both ends against the middle of it.
You know the lady that Beth frequently talks to long distance?
Can we talk to?
That Beth, Preston's assistant, Beth talks to?
No. I know Beth, but I don't know who she talks to.
Negative copy?
I know Beth, but I don't know who she talks to, over.
Muriel?
Oh, roger, roger.
Well, apparently, last time she called, she felt the need to speak at great length about some doubts she had developed, and she'd been talking to the father.
What father?
Thomas's mother-in-law's husband.
Muriel has been talking to that person, over?
Roger, roger.
Oh?
Talking about playing both ends against the middle.
No, this sounds like foursquare now.
His letter to the wife and just sent the empty envelope. Roger, roger. And that Jesse was the one who took it. And that Jesse will not let him visit the doctor, over. Negative, Tommy?
I said he's calling Jesse the same thing about James, Evan.
Well, there's more than one way to become notorious. WD6BVI with WD6MID 4883.
Okay, anything else?
Here's Martha.
There are any number of 8 people in this room who can take traffic.
Now you know how I felt.
Negative copy?
Now you know how I feel.
Well? Proceed. I am locked up. We spent all afternoon with Iverson and we just got very conversational about people and places, etc. Over.
Charming. Hey, there's Toronto about 3540 to check into the status on that, over.
Stand by, flow of 35 Ford. Over. No, don't know any more till Monday. Everything until Monday. No, not really. Very quiet. Over.
Roger, roger. By the way, you might have mentioned Mrs. Muncy. Over.
I don't recall Mrs. Muncy. Stand by some more. Well, the Mrs. Lindsay that we remember does not know a thing about Dennis.
The
She wasn't anything like the weight, was she?
Negative. If Mrs. Lindsay could remember who Dennis was, we'd be in better shape.
Is that not Dennis? Is that right?
Yeah.
Look, you can tell her and her friend,
Bobby. Mrs. Lindsay and her friend?
Yeah, and I think five more people are coming down tomorrow. Get another's opinion, because the one fell far short. Copy? So that's the way it was left. He's going to get another. He's going to get another, and they will get back together probably Monday or tomorrow afternoon. Over.
Roger, roger.
Tell Mildred the lady that we were going to call has been called. Over. She appears to be her usual friendly self. She appears to be her usual self. Even talks about keeping an appointment herself. Over. So who knows? Even talked about making an appointment herself. Over.
Right.
Did we ever get it finally straightened out about the list? It should always be on the list. Is that a Roger?
Later, copy.
Regarding the list, Thomas's list.
Roger.
Is it correct now that it is as it used to be? Roger, that everybody has to be on the list. Over.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, James will be right back.
Okay. Handic model, Handic brand, copy?
Roger.
With him when he comes, copy? KW. Put together by Atlantic Manufacturing, 800 pounds, 2x5 feet by 8 feet. Made 1955. Parts are off obvious. It appears to have been out of operation for several years, but was protected from the weather. Next item. Half foot by 8.5 foot military trailer with removable frame. Duty, 9x20 tires. Item. See, four pieces of shoe repairing equipment, copy. A Landis 36. Shoe sewing machine, new, or light new. This 8-foot sander buffer with extra attachments, and it's either new or, you know what I'm saying, like new or rebuilt. Roger. Third piece of shoe equipment, upright shoe and leather holer and wirer. Shoe and leather, copy. Holer and wire, that's Hotel Oscar Lima Echo Romeo, copy. Wire-er, copy. Foot operated with motor. It's used, but it looks good. Okay, that's it for the shoe equipment. Now the next item. Military 4x4 half-ton platform truck, copy.
Rabbi, I always got 4 iron for Landers 36 upright.
toy machine, United States with standard culture. The upright is still along the whole line. Roger, roger. I was wrong. There are only three altogether. 4x4, half-ton platform truck, type truck, 1968 model. It has Fairbanks Morse, Hercules, two-cylinder engines, and four-wheel drive.
Negative copy. Give me a little less of the time and go back to the description.
Roger. Fairbanks, copy.
Negative copy.
Fairbanks.
Negative copy.
Fairbanks. Foxtrot Alpha India. Mexico Oscar. Roger.
Roger.
Two-cylinder engine.
Roger.
And four-wheel drive.
Roger.
One Army generator, 1944.
Roger.
Briggs & Stratton, 6 horsepower motor.
Briggs & Stratton what?
6 horsepower motor. WD6 GDI with WD6 MID for Blade R3.
Roger.
Another one in much better shape like this in crate 372, which is on the way. Next item, one Peerless pump. Peerless pump, that's Papa Echo Echo Romeo, Lima Echo Sierra Powder, has three drive self pulling.
What?
Three drive belt pulley.
Three what belt pulley?
Drive. Same item, same item. No pump shaft.
Roger.
It is transmission on stand.
What?
A transmission on a stand, it looks like. 2,200 diapers.
Roger.
100 speed of resistant ointment. Two. Tango United Bravo Echo Sierra. Desistin Delta Echo Sierra India. Tango India November. Ointment. Say again. 300 boxes of Pampers for newborn, 100 for crawler, 100 for toddler.
100 boxes of
Roger. For newborn, for crawler, and for toddler, that's 100 each. You want some more items, or is that enough?
Crawlers and toddlers?
Yeah, Roger. Cubicle curtain.
Cubicle what?
Curtain.
I like cubicle curtain.
Roger.
Roger.
85 inches by 150 inches cotton.
Say again.
85 inches by 150 inches made of cotton.
Roger.
Also 120 window curtains.
Wait a minute, how much is this?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to give you two more, too.
Total?
Roger.
What if we only want one of them?
Well, I don't know. I guess it could be worked out. They're sort of all one lot.
Okay, go ahead.
120 window curtains. Roger. 2,000 to 3,000, 100% cotton, pre-shrunk white pants. Also, jackets, all sizes, you know, the type that hospital orderlies wear. Okay, last item in that lot, a few boxes of ring tape dressing, whatever that means.
Yeah, how many of those coats or whatever?
It didn't say here, Marty, I'm sorry.
Okay, you can get it again.
Of what, over?
Coats.
Well, they're just those white 100% cotton jackets, the type that you see hospital orderlies wearing around. And that last item was a few boxes of ring tape dressing.
Ring tape dressing.
Roger.
Roger, Roger.
The whole thing for 400 to 450. Not bad, huh? Well, we don't look at it that way, you know. We're looking out for our necks here. I agree. Need you have a go ahead? Yeah, remember the sandpaper.
Tomorrow, if we don't get it.
Negative copy?
Will someone get it tomorrow if we don't?
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, I've seen the pants, and there's nothing wrong with them. And I've seen the cubicle curtains, and the nice cubicle curtains, if you like cubicle curtains.
I think we can use all the power at
it. Yeah, I'll bet you can. Maybe you could, I don't suppose there's any way you could get an answer on that tonight, is there?
Still stand by
a second. I'll do it. Well, look, there's some more on here. Not exactly in that same lot of stuff that he just went to check on, but he should probably check on this at the same time, over. Okay, take this down. 8-ounce duck, 100% pre-shrunk uniform material. Did you get that? 8-ounce duck, 100% pre-shrunk uniform material.
Is this part of that?
No, it's a separate lot, and there's not actually a price on here, and there's a little condition, but I think you'd probably want to check on it at the same time as the other.
Okay, how much more stuff do you have?
Well, it's about four items here.
Okay, give it to me quick.
It's 36 inches wide, 1,000 yards.
Now start over.
8-ounce duck, 100% pre-shrunk uniform material.
8-ounce pre-shrunk uniform material?
It's called 8-ounce duck. It's a particular type of fabric.
I don't copy that word.
Delta United Charlie Kilowatt. Roger, 100% pre-shrunk uniform material.
Roger.
36 inches wide, 1,000 yards long. Next item is Indian Head. Indian Head, 100% cotton. Jake Green.
To be somewhat relevant,
though, copy. Roger. Well, every once in a while, one is, in the sense that it'll take a genuinely sensitive topic and treat it to the end, over.
Roger. Well, whatever you think, this may be still going on, is it not?
Roger.
Okay. We saw an excellent one. Called those golden years the other night. I don't know if it was the fact of the person taped it. A couple places painted out. It didn't really, it wasn't that big a deal. But I didn't know if they had corrected the mistake or if it was if something technical beyond their control or not. Over.
I think probably it was temporary condition of our video recorder. I understand its record function was erratic, but I believe Don fixed that when he cleaned the heads over.
Okay. Anyway, it was
heavy, over. I guess I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I haven't.
Yeah, it's about the elderly.
Was this a documentary done by Evan White?
No.
Roger.
I'm going to do is just take it as I get it. And
What it is, it's a guy by the ocean that she had a rather bad experience with at one point, Ollie.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that. The guy by the ocean.
Roger, Roger. She had a bad experience with him, Ollie.
Stand by.
Dr. Iverson has an appointment with Mrs. Garcia's relative up north, over.
Yeah, he asked for it. He can have it, over.
I know, but if you want any encouraging words or any help, or I expect Bedford could make a date if you wanted, whatever. The whole thing's so outrageous, I don't even think you need to stoop to it, frankly.
Yeah, frankly, we totally agree. But, when is the first time or the last time we've ever had any effect on that party? Martha, did you copy?
Yes, Roger, we copy.
I'll just let it, you know, let him take care of it as he wishes, over.
Yeah, Roger, I mean, you know, there are some of us that yell and scream, but, you know, what do you do?
They just lose the teeth.
I know what we can do.
Go ahead. Bill is here, and she's looking at me cross-eyed.
What?
Bill is here and he's looking at me cross-eyed.
No, Andrew just told me not to say what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So how you get the exact results?
Bill is here. Do you want to repeat your traffic?
No. Did you get an answer from Lil yet?
Oh, she's sitting here staring at me.
Okay. This is way back. This is way back. Somebody who is crazy over.
Go ahead.
Well, I hate to put in here, it's kind of graphic terms, but I think we're pushing down by the ocean, over. Dennis's area. Dennis's section of town, over. Negative. You know, Mitzi. Roger.
About a year ago.
I think
I'll make this brief. But it was a situation where Jerry and Mitzi were having a relationship and somebody walked in on them down by the ocean. Bye. Ask her if he enjoyed it. Stand by. Mr. Draper, do you know Dr. Draper? Dr. Draper, he's a friend of Leo's. He vet knows him. Dr. Draper, over. Well, go ahead. I guess the vet knows Dr. Draper. Go ahead. Hold on, stand by. Roger. Well, Yvette told me she knows him, that's all.
Okay, same last name, copy?
Roger.
You probably forgot to write it down.
Well, it wasn't as quick as it should have been, though. Over.
Okay. Now another person you're gonna
safety
this little talk, right?
Really? Roger.
Thank you, because you've got all the same references, and it's going to be very difficult otherwise.
Okay, the person we were talking about tonight that Dr. Rouse recommended so highly over. Yes?
I gotta get a pencil and paper on
this. Stand by, I have to explain to the people in the room here.
Was his name Winston
over? You mean the one Bill knows?
Yeah, Roger. I didn't mean to embarrass her again. Roger.
Yes, you said that was his name.
Also, this other guy, Mr. Prescott, that I was just referring to the last representative.
Over. Roger.
Remember the friend of Gertrude, the friend of Gertrude, who was so confident, over?
The friend of Brewster's that was so talkative?
Gertrude, he's so confident. She's a good Mr. White now, over.
Yeah, Roger.
I think her name is Mrs. Wilson, over.
Roger, that's her. Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
People like Walter United Brother and all that.
Negative copy, something about Walter.
Yeah, he belongs to the Church of the United Brother and all that.
Roger.
I was just thinking it because it's Sunday. And I was thinking about him and Jill, who's Methodist, over.
Okay.
I just wanted you to be sure to give him all regards tomorrow. And maybe see him at the church. Roger. Okay, that's to stand by.
It's going to be slow because I'm going to give it to you as I'm getting it popping.
Roger. This is for Dr. Ross. Yes, we have rationales to why there's some unenthusiasm on Jesse's part in regards to Prescott. Copy.
Roger.
Just before that, before we even get into that, in answer to one of the earlier questions, he gave a recommendation about something that you told me that you said no to before, and I asked you to ask again and tell him we will follow his advice on not doing that with his copy.
Roger.
So we do follow his advice, but I'm with his copy.
Roger.
Standby, I said it's standby, standby. You copy?
Roger.
Okay. One thing, that is, Justin was one of the most, involved people in the United Brother and Sister that, I've ever met, over.
I don't think you'll need reminding, Mildred.
Thank you. Belong to the United Brethren Church? I wasn't aware of that. Have you copy? He said Prescott belongs to the United Brethren Church. Not in the Orthodox sense, but he's certainly on
Stand by. I gotta catch up. Stand by.
Stand by.